This is going to be a quick guide on how to get out of the mansion. After you die, you respawn in the little fire blood pit. You have to go through your portal, through your bedroom, and then into the courtyard. And from the courtyard, you go through the fire portal door there. And that lets you go on to a new run in Hades. And that's what this is going to cover. I'm waiting to die currently. And then once I die, I will be entering into the Hades house. Oh, I have a boober, so I had to die 2 times. All right. Well, I will be dying again, and then I will be respawning in the mansion. And then from there, I will show everyone how to get to the portal again fairly easily. They don't want to kill you when you want them to kill you. They just want to take their time and slowly throw their witchy balls at you. However, all the other times, they're spamming me. There we go. So now I've respawned back in.
I forgot something.
Now the portal is quite a ways to the right, the east of me, and then north. It's in like the northeast corner, but this map is not completely even. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold down right arrow. Right arrow, not my analog stick, so I wanna walk exactly right. What this does is it walks me over to the right and then it slides me up along a wall that sticks out from the south. And from here, I'm gonna hold down down arrow. And you'll hear me stop walking. I'm gonna hold down right. And then I hit this wall way over here on the right and hear the music in the right ear as well. Now I'm gonna hold down up. I'm gonna take a couple steps. I'm gonna take 1 step left. And I'm gonna hold down up. 1 step left. Hold down up. 1 step left. And now up. That's gonna put me through the portal. Now this portal puts me into my bedroom. And in my bedroom, there is a bed way off on the right side of the map. In the directly north of me is the Mirror of Night and a little pedestal which you unlock later. And if I was to go all the way north and then try and walk right, there's a little part of the wall that sticks out. The portal to go into the courtyard is to the right of me, but I can't get there. So what I'm gonna do is go back to where I came in at. There we go. I'm stuck on another little output thing. So I'm gonna go back through the portal as if I just came in. And what I do here is I jump right, dash right twice with right arrow dash. So I'm gonna go, I'm hitting the wrong button. Oh, my dash isn't working. All right, that's upsetting. I know how to do this. Yeah, dash isn't working anymore here. Okay. All right, so we're gonna count steps. We'll do that the easier way. I'm gonna go back through the portal. Now I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 should be enough. We'll go 7 right, and I'm gonna walk straight up. That put me through the portal. Normally you can just dash twice and then dash forward and it'll push you through the portal into the courtyard, but that wasn't working for some reason. Now what I'm gonna do here just hold down right arrow. You hear this fire? That is the portal to go into the run. If you have any vision, you'll see that it is purple and pinkish. I actually wonder if it shows up on the options.
Escape window. 9, 9, 9. Escape window. Keepsake displayed. Shield of chaos. Twin fist.
I think it might be the escape window. Let's see. Let's try hitting this. Oh, it does. So with the new mods, we're getting to the fire.
I'm hit.
I still can't dash. That is really weird. If I go through the portal into my bedroom and I hit back. Well, it's back on Xbox, select on PlayStation 4 if you're old. And then down arrow to open up the objects on the ground menu. Go to the very bottom one, select that one, and I can just hit R1. Well, it doesn't actually put me right on it. I have to go south a smidge.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Alright, close enough. And that will allow me to ask too many go into the boy. Portal to make you a new run. You had a So I'm going to go die real quick, and then I will do it again. I think I messed up my boutons, and that's why I can't dash.
I'm well past wondering.
So what I'm going to do here is go die again, and then I'll do this again. Yeah, I said A is my interact, so I can't dash anymore. That's kind of upsetting. I'm just going to pick that. So I don't have a dash button. That's upsetting. Alright, I need you to kill me. These things do quite a bit of damage. Should hurt quite a bit. Come on. Just hit me with your big lasers. I'm going to slowly die. Here comes one death. And I have a death defiance, so I have to be killed 2 times. No. There's death number 2. And we're going to do this all the second time. So I respawn back in. I'm going to go over what to do if you get lost, what stuff to listen for, so you can refine your spot. If you turn your sounds up really loud, I won't make noise. You will hear someone snoring up into the rightish. Right there. So what you have is music in left channel. You hear some fiery stuff in the center. A little bit of music off to the right too, actually. I said left, it's on the right. I don't know how sides work. But you hear Hypnosis snoring off to the right with his Heshu cartoon snoring. Now he's directly in front of me. You hear the little fairy girl giggling. She won't be there every single time. Now I'm holding down right, as I did before. And it slides me up along that wall. And then to the wall that's sticking out from the north. Now if I go up and left and up, you're going to hear the dog sleeping. That is the three-headed dog. What's his name? Cerberus? Hades should be here writing, but he's actually not, which is kind of awkward. It makes this a little awkward. Usually you'd hear someone scribbling with like a quill on parchment right here, but that's not happening. I might have to do it with another save. So if you get to Hades, we'll say the dog. The dog's always there, probably. If I hold down right arrow, it's going to put me to the same spot as I was when I held down right arrow coming out of the respawn. Kind of. No, it didn't. Oh, I went behind the desk. So I got to go left. Down. I can't dash.
What's that there? Something from the Fates?
I don't want to interact with you. There we go. We're going back up to Cerberus. I just hold down down arrow from Cerberus. And that put me in the kitchen. We don't want to be in the kitchen. Alright, your best bet is to go back to Hypnosis. If you get lost. If you can get Hypnosis straight in front of you, then you can just hold down right arrow. As long as he's in front of you. Till you stop walking, hold down down arrow. Hold down right arrow. And then you're going to do the up, left, up, left, up, left, up. Through the portal. I'm going to go right
hey,
7.
I'm back.
7 solid taps. I'm not like holding it down, I'm not like just trying to tap it slow, just solid taps. And then walk forward. And then on here, I can hit select, down arrow, go to the most bottommost option, select that.
Ready.
And if I hit interact, which is R1 on that, puts me right into the new run. Pretty easy. And obviously, you can pick up your boon. And then go into your next run. So I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to exit this. Oh, well, there we go. And I'm going to go into my other save just to test this out real quick to show you what it sounds like when what's his nose is scribbling on his parchment.
Losing to Theseus.
All right. So I just respawned after death. I'm going to hold down right arrow.
Hello.
That's the bard that I freed. Now from here, I'm going to go left. We'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 again. And I'm going to go up. You hear him writing, and he's right to the right of the dog that is sleeping. Dog is straight in front of me. I want to interact with my father. Get him in front of me.
She
and
is
interact
gone,
with him.
Boy. She is gone.
Yeah, I get it.
You are never going to locate her.
Jesus, why do you
I
hate my
you
mom
come
so
to
much?
To that conclusion for yourself by now.
What did she
but
do to you?
It must be said.
Was she that bad?
You mean mother?
You're
how would you even know?
Asshole.
You said reaching the surface was impossible as well, and I'm in striking distance.
I need to finish this game. I do like
this. This is my final warning to you, boy.
Excuse you?
To cease this mindless quest. or else the consequences shall be worse.
Oh, bring it on. This is a guide. Quit talking to me.
Sorry, Father.
I'm trying to do stuff.
I'm not afraid of you.
So let's say I'm lost. The same way up here. I'm like, oh no, what have I done?
How comes it?
There's this guy over here, and I don't know what it is. It's Ares or Achilles. I'm going
to
look for
Hypnosis.
He's not there. Wow, this guide is working out great. He would be right here in front of me. What I would do is hold down right arrow. I slide over that wall that sticks out to the south. Then I'd hold down down arrow. I'd hold down right arrow. And I do my up and left and up and left and up and left. And then here, you can either dash twice like that and then walk straight forward. Or I'm going to go back out and walk seven steps. Fuck, it's at an angle. So I'm going to go back over here. I'm going to go back through the portal into the main house and re-enter into my bedroom now. In the bedroom. Now I'm going to walk right seven steps. I'm going to walk forward, just holding down up. And then I can either walk to the right here until I hear the fire, and then go down south until I get to the fire and then hit R1 on it. Or I can get away from the fire, hit select. Down, bring up the menu for objects on the ground. Go to the bottommost one, select it,
time
and then
go.
Hit R1, because it automatically jumps me to the fire, and then
heroes,
I'm into the next
mortals,
run.
Same as
and that's
rest.
How you do it. It's pretty easy once you get
Something
used to it. Hope this helps. Make sure to turn your sounds up on occasion and listen to the different options you have, what you hear you should be hearing. Your main landmarks are Hypnosis sleeping, the quill scratching for Hades, and the snoring dog, which is next to Hades as well. If you ever get lost, try and get Hypnos in front of you, and from there, walk all the way right, walk all the way south, all the way right, and then left one up, left one up, to go through the portal. Once you get into your room, either dash right twice and then go up, or walk right seven steps, then go up until you're in the courtyard, and then you can either walk right till you hear the fire, or you can hit select down, go to the bottommost option, hit X or A or whatever your controller is on that, and then hit R1 to interact with the fire and go on to your run. Hope this helps.